She is a ton of fun and a ball of fire. Get ready for it. Episode number 35. My guest today, author Lauren Zander on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you live a healthier, inspired life. We talk about how to tame that voice in your head. I know it's there. It probably drives you crazy. She has got great advice for you. Also, how to awaken your dreams and cause lasting change and more from her new book, Maybe It's You. Plus, she gives us some great Valentine's relationship tips as well. And if I could ask a favor, just hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. There's a brand new episode every Monday and Thursday. Plus, if you could rate and review the show afterwards, just go to iTunes and do that. It would give us a chance to help more people, and I would greatly appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand. Sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So happy to welcome Lauren Zander to the show today. Lauren has helped thousands of clients from all walks of life identify their goals and face the truth about what's in the way of their dreams. She's created the groundbreaking methodology, the Handle Method, which she developed and taught at MIT to huge success, leading her to work with 35 top universities across the country. Lauren stresses the importance of personal integrity and aligning your head, heart, and body with your dreams. Lauren is also the author of the upcoming book, Maybe It's You. And today, Lauren offers support to awaken your dreams and cause lasting change, as well as tips for Valentine's Day. Lauren, so happy to talk with you today. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I am a mother and wife of three children. And a fabulous husband who is a cabinetry-making furniture designer named David Zander.
That sounds like a full life. Three kids and a woodsman.
And a woodsman, and I'm a painter. I paint, and that's also. So if you want to catch me, I'm painting and playing with my kids and husband.
I love it. All right, Lauren, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
The best thing anyone can do for themselves is to figure out what they're saying to themselves while they're not paying attention, right? So while you're driving, while you're listening to music, while you're hanging out, while you're taking a shower, you are talking to yourself. There is what you're saying to yourself, and most people could not tell you what they just said to themselves or what they're talking right? about or thinking about or imagining. If you could actually tell on yourself and catch what you're doing, you can change it. Most of the time, what you are sitting there doing in your head is creating your mood, ruining your time, not fun, worrying. It's doing something that usually is not your best choice. So you have to catch your own inner dialogue to have a choice. And most people would laugh, be embarrassed, and offended at their own inner dialogue, no matter when you catch it.
That's a really interesting tip because we all have that inner voice all the time, that chatter going on. And you're right. A lot of times it's negative thoughts, ruminating about this, upset for what happened yesterday, or gosh, I've got to do this coming up. You're right. There's so many crazy thoughts and it's a big jumble in there. So you're saying stop, listen to them, and just try to say, okay, I don't need that thought, or that thought's just a thought, move on, just a thought, move on, something like that.
It's more, my joke that I make is I do negative thoughts, any negative thought that I don't want to deal with, care about, or entertain, literally gets a ta-ta-ta, like go away, right? Like I am managing my right. mind all the time and choosing what to think about. Most people don't choose what to think about. They end up on a train of thought. And so if you can't hear the thought, you can't stop the train.
So hear the thought, actually hear what you're saying, and then consciously say, no, that's a done, no, goodbye. I'm not thinking about that. No, it's not going to happen. Goodbye.
You're sitting there pissed at your husband for the last, you know, 15 minutes because of the thing, you know, because he still already apologized, but was an hour and a half late because he stayed and had an extra drink with that person. Like, so people stay pissed. They run over things in their head. They put themselves in a twist. And they're not even going to do anything about it, right? They're not even going to, they're just going to hurt themselves, stay annoyed, disconnect from what's important to them. Like the trains of thoughts people are on are driving their lives into less than great places at all times.
You know, we all do that too. So you're basically saying if you're just over ruminating on something, just let it go. Okay, no, let it go.
It's not let it go. It's redirect your mind. You know, My mind is a worrier. Like, I can worry about my three kids.
Okay, me
too. Worrier.
Oh, I'm a worrier. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm that way too. And it drives me crazy.
Okay, so, yeah. I call it an operating state, right? It's a way to look out in the world. You wake up in the morning and you really could just start what to worry about. Or if you're a business person, you could be, how am I going to make more money, right? Like you can, whether you wake up focused on something you want to be focused on or not, you're waking up focused on something. The system's running. First thing I wake up on the brain is my delicious cup of coffee. That one is okay. Right?
I like that.
Then I care.
I'm
right?
there with you.
Right?
I
so
like
there's,
that.
There's things that are good for you, and there are things that are bad for you. You're the curator of how you entertain yourself moment to moment. Most people are doing a crap job at curating.
Okay, so curate the thoughts, realize it's a stupid thought, and say goodbye to it. And put
it's
a better
like
thought
like
in, and put a positive, and put
like
a positive thought in.
It's not even put a positive thought in. It's like it's a radio station, right? It's I'm listening. You know, my joke that I make is when I finally figure out a person's inner dialogue, like what they kind of do to themselves. I put it. I'm like, oh my god, you poor thing. You're listening to Led Zeppelin every day, right? Right, you poor thing. Like, or you're, you know. So there's like a flavor to how you whine. Or how you're disappointed, or how you're even ignoring what you should be upset about, right? You could be like little Miss Happy-Go-Lucky, but you're not, you know, you're still haven't gotten promoted, right? You're still in a job that's making you unhappy, right? But you know how to be happy every day. So it could be good or bad. It's just not your greatest set of thinking, right? You're in charge of what you're thinking about. And most people just idle and go on train.
Okay, so this is so interesting, and I love this conversation. So help me out then. So we're thinking the bad thought, or you're like we just talked about, I'm thinking about the stupid thing or the dumb thing I don't need to be thinking about, but my mind is going crazy. So I realize I'm thinking about something stupid. So what do I do? I just say, I'm not going to think about this anymore?
So for me, right, I have a series of thoughts. First of all, a person is not unpredictable. Right. So there you're not. My joke is you have at least 3 to 5 buckets of predictable narratives that are a waste of your energy and hurt you you know, just aren't good. So once so I get a person to pay attention to their narrative and inner dialogue 3 to 4 times a day, like stop and write it down. Just like if you were catching how you spend money and you don't really understand how you're spending money. But if you had to write down everything you spent, you'd start to see you're wasting it. So same as with the thoughts you entertain. So first, understand that you worry, you're a dog, you're chasing tail, right? You're looking at every chick. You could be married and never cheat, but still waste all your time looking at women, right? So there, you are doing something with your mind, and your mind is doing, you know, four things that you should be able to catch, and they happen repeatedly. And then once you understand those buckets, like what are your predictable operating systems or buckets, like how you scan the world, once you know them, you then could have a choice, right? You can hear it pop up. You can get it's a waste of time. Like you actually start to understand you're the curator, you're hanging out with that. How does that make you feel? What are you doing? It's not even your choice. If you want to know where they came from your parents, right? The way you're stubborn is the way your father's stubborn, and the way he looks at all people trying to cheat him lets him be stubborn about everything.
Oh, boy.
Right? So there really is connect the dots. So imagine now that you've been tracking your inner dialogue. You realize you have about four different buckets of what you always are evaluating from and looking from and thinking from, and you start to figure out, what a waste of time. For example, I used to live in Manhattan, and I would literally style people. Like, you're fat. You should lose weight. This one's this. Oh, my God. She should color her hair. This one. Oh, my, oh my. Like, how'd that couple get together? Like, I literally was a stylist. Like, as if that was a good use of my time. Do you know how many humans there are in Manhattan to style? Endless supply. And get on the subway. It's an endless supply. Right? It was. And when I finally figured out I spent my time styling people, I was like, may you never style another person as long as you live. That was it. No more styling. And what did I want to do with my time between walking to the subway, on the subway to my client? Like, what did I want to do was this brilliant question. Right? I could bring a book. I could do this. For me, it's always the same thing. I was going to work on my business. Right? I should just be dreaming about what I want to do with my business. I could write an email. I could think about, like, do something valuable with my time. Right? So it's a revelation that a person has to have on wherever their inner dialogue is. Even if your inner dialogue is, I love my husband. Isn't he great? It could be, isn't he hot? What else? Like, come on. Anything could be better than where you are.
I love this. This is a way to cleanse your mind of the dumb, stupid thoughts and replace with thoughts that are going to improve you as a human or improve your life or bring you more joy.
It's actually the act of consciousness. You have to see what is unconscious or just happening. And then the minute you see it, it creates the option to do something else with your mind and then redirect. That's called consciousness. Right? You don't. Nobody wants to really go to the gym. Nobody really doesn't want the Danish. Instead, you know, you want the apple or the Danish. Everybody knows they want the Danish, but everyone also knows they should want the apple, right? And then every moment is, which are you going to choose? And then it's a mastering of the mind to fall in love with the apple and to hate the Danish.
We want the apple. We want the apple.
As a matter of fact, revelation would be to hate the Danish, right? Hate the cocaine. Right. Don't like the Coke. Okay. Don't like the third drink. Right. Don't like anything about.
Hate the Danish. Okay.
Hate the Danish.
Love the apple.
That's consciousness.
You say, what stands in the way of people? And people want to hear that other people and circumstances are standing in their way, when the real reason is we're not reaching our dreams is we need to hear the truth, and we're not hearing the truth because of all this clutter and crap in our minds. Is that about right or no?
Yeah, I have most people are in their life like weather reporters, like explaining the weather, explaining what they think they have no power over, explaining that the reason they're like this is because their boss is like that. Right? The reason I'm wearing a coat today is because it's 40 degrees. The reason I can't get a promotion is because my boss, right? So that everyone leaves life in a set of circumstances that they can be either powerful in or powerless in, but you're running the narrative and the actions and how you see everything and therefore everything you'll do, right? So I can get a person to lay out their narrative, their dreams, and who they blame for everything. They blame themselves for why they're fat. They blame their husband for their lame sex life. They blame their children for not telling the truth. Everybody's blamed, and then the person's trying to pioneer how to live when they think all this negative stuff isn't them creating it. That's why the book's name is Maybe It's You.
I'm still getting over the visual of the weatherman, and there is my whole life on a board. And instead of the United States, he's pointing to that person, and that's why I didn't get a promotion. And down there, where Arizona would be, is that person said something mean to me. What a great visual. I love that. So how do we get to the truth then? How do we get by being the weatherman and basically blaming everybody else and saying, well, this is why this didn't happen, and this is why this didn't happen? How do we get to the truth?
In my method, what I do is I have people really, for the first time ever, write out their greatest dreams in 12 different areas of their life. most people have never sat down to dream about any area, like maybe in your career, right? But even in any place you're having a dream, you're locked into certain beliefs. But you don't take the time to figure out who's the thinker is you and who believes everything on that piece of paper is you. And everything on that piece of paper that talks about why you can't have that dream or even what your dream is the author, not the weather reporter. But the the author created a weather report, okay, and then stays stuck. And so what I do in the process is I make the individual write out everything, go, and then literally go underline all the places they can hear themselves being passive and blaming and thinking it's a generalization. Like, I've always been big boned. I've never been really good at networking, right? Like, then if you go, I've never been good at networking, it either can go, okay, well, what do you have to do to get good at networking? You want to be a good networker? Right? It's not that hard, right? There's always the right actions if you're pioneering succeeding at your dreams. Right? If you want to have a great sex life, who's coming to save you? Right? It's you. Right? You want to have right. those right so there's nobody coming except you, and that is not supposed to be a pun.
So we need to take control and design our own lives then. We need to be the author instead of the weatherman.
Exactly. And then the only way to break in is to catch all your narrative, because humans, we live in how we look out, tell the story, think about people, think about ourselves, all the inner dialogue, and what we do let out is in pure control over what's possible and not possible. And so I get a person to write it all out. And what I say, the moment you write it all out and start to really hear it all, is the minute you write it all out, that what's on the paper becomes lower consciousness, and then higher consciousness is witnessing lower consciousness. Like, the minute you write it out, who just wrote it out and can see it? Oh, a higher self. Like, bam. And now I send that higher self to go underline. There's three things I make someone underline in the first day of ever doing work with me. Their weather reports, their chicken, where fear is running the show, and their brat, where they're a temperamental baby about not dealing with it.
Weather report, chicken, and brat.
That's it. It's frightening how much you can assign what's not working in your life to those three things.
Frightening. So weather report, chicken, brat. I've also got hate the Danish, love the apple. So I love this. Okay. So, so you stress the importance of personal integrity and aligning your head, your heart, and your body. Can you quickly share with us how we can do those three?
So you go, I want a great hot marriage, right? That's what your head, like that's, right, that's what you say. Your mind wants that, right? Your heart wants that. Your body wants that.
Yes.
But if you catch what you're saying about your husband or your wife, right, your head's not aligned with, like, what it just said, it did not tell him, it did not do, like, it is not aligned. Your heart is not, like, the actions you're taking, how you're dealing with yourself, are not aligned with your dreams. So if you have a dream to have a great body, body is always the easiest one to take, because you know the minute you put something in your mouth or you didn't get to the gym, right? Or you put the cigarette or the third drink down your face, right? You know your head, your heart, and your body are not aligned with a dream called be healthy.
Right. Okay, so that it's makes
very
sense. Right.
Easy.
You know it. Right.
Yeah. The minute you go, I want to have a great sex life, and you turn on Netflix, right, you know we're in trouble.
Right. Yes. Or
right?
You're not
if
romantic,
you
or
Netflix,
you don't pay attention to your spouse, it's not going to happen. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
And you know, so I literally have a rule. And then I put in, when I go personal integrity means that you make the right promises and can keep a promise to yourself. Mm-hmm. Where you go, I get one dessert a week, I get two desserts a week, I have to work out three times a week, I have sex twice a week, I play with my kids, each one gets a play date with mommy, you know, every week, right? And then all of a sudden, Netflix is screwed. Going out for dinner is screwed. You know, so if the right promises are matching your dreams, and you actually can deal with your brat and your chicken and your weather report, you know, from keeping your promises, it makes a mess of everything. It doesn't matter what my head says. I'm having sex twice a week. It doesn't matter how lazy I want to be, right? It doesn't,
right.
Nothing matters, right? Because I'm going to keep that promise.
So this is kind of coming full circle for me, and this is what I get out of hearing you talk about this, is when you first started talking about calming that inner dialogue and starting to pay attention to the things that are really important in your life, this comes right around to this and really understanding what you want. Yeah. And if you don't clear the head of the dumb thoughts, you're never really going to really understand, okay, I want to do this, I want to get healthy, I want to have sex twice a week, I want to, boom, boom, I want to have be a better businessman. It kind of all ties together.
I want to play guitar. Do you have any idea how many men want to play guitar and never learned it? I am shocked at how many men wish they could play guitar.
I have two of them sitting behind me right now.
It's hysterical. You people, don't turn on Netflix.
I know, it's crazy.
Take out the guitar.
I've had these guitars with me for my whole life, and I play for like 6 months, and then I put it down for 2 years. I play for 6 months, and I put it down for 2 years. I play for, so it's a reoccurring thing. Hate the Danish. So I appreciate your time today. I just want to quickly get on to Valentine's Day. So when it comes to relationships with Valentine's Day coming
up. Wait, 1 second.
Hate the Danish.
If you put down a date in 6 months from now, and you already sent out the invite, you send it out today, you send out an invite from 6 months from now, that everybody's coming to your house and you're going to play three songs.
Oh, that's pressure. Okay.
Okay. Yes, please. Yeah. Integrity. That's not pressure.
Integrity.
That's integrity to the dream.
Okay.
Integrity to the dream. And if you send out that invite and you deal, the desire to practice will pick up like fire. Right? It will start. If you have to perform, if you have to show other people, if, you know, it's why every woman loses weight before her wedding or the bar mitzvah or whatever, the party, right? It's because she knows she wants to look good, right? So if you're going to run a marathon, it gets you to go running, right? So people need goals so that other people know about. So it sets a fire under your butt to deal with your integrity versus your brat, chicken, or weather report that you just exhausted.
That is such a good way of thinking about it. Put the date on the calendar and then the feeder to the fire, because you don't want to fail and fall back onto old habits. I'm going to do this. Here's the date. And you're going to see me play three songs.
Yeah.
So personal integrity. So thank you for bringing that analogy up, because that makes a lot of sense. Totally. So Valentine's Day is coming up. And the sex twice a week, okay, that's all good. That's all fitting in there.
Excellent.
I imagine when you talk about truth, that's especially important when it comes to relationships, right?
It certainly is. It's also the place that most people are lying the most.
So what do we need to know when it comes to relationships about truth? So what you were just talking about before, if I say, okay, I want to have sex twice a week, but I'm not treating my wife nicely, or I'm not being romantic, or I'm not paying attention to her. That's not being very truthful then.
If you go, I want us to have a better sex life, what's between you and I having a better sex life? Her list will naturally pop up. The reason I'm not dying to have sex with you is because I'm still pissed about this, you didn't do that. Like everybody in most relationships that I would ever get to work with, I will find lists on both sides. The list you hold against her, what you're withholding and what your wish was different and what you know she wishes was different and you're not doing.
And
she has the same list. What she knows you wish was different and she's not doing, what she wished she was doing different and she's not, and what she wishes you would do different. Like everyone has what I call it your laundry list on each other. Right? Everybody, the first thing you do in a relationship, how to clear a relationship, is you deal with the laundry list of things you're not comfortable saying, you don't know how to say, you don't know how to say without, you know, the amount of men who can't tell their wife they gain 20 pounds and I don't find it hot, right? It's like it's the first thing on the list, right? It's the lists are, how do you say something that's going to hurt someone? How do you really tell the truth? And then the best answer back on that is, do you think their side of the list is so sweet?
Probably not.
Hey, have you met the human race? Have you met the human race yet?
My. And her number one gripe is, you don't know how to play guitar. So that's at the top. That's at the top. So, but you know what? What you say makes so much sense, but it seems like it would be hard to do.
Yes, it is. If you don't do it, it just gets worse. Right?
And that's where
your buildup gets worse.
that's where your head, heart, and body is actions. That's where your actions come into play, because if you know it in the head but you don't act on it, then nothing's going to change.
Yeah, and then people are, especially people in a relationship, want it to work. No one's there wanting it not to work.
Right.
Right, exactly. So taking on one thing in the relationship to do better is the big, like, one thing can start to help everything, right? When I am fixing a marriage, right, and then just starting to even just get it to be sexier, right, like there's not a lot of hate, right? Nobody's going anywhere, nobody's trying to, you know, hating on each other and out of love, but the amount of flirting not happening, or even just a little bit of touch, right, the amount of flirting and touch, like could you, like I can get a CEO to send one flirty email, like text, hey baby, one hey baby. And when you come home, actually give her a kiss. And when you can, see how many times, like touch her five times, like get that shoulder, get the chance. And see, just do those two things, Mr. CEO who doesn't have time, and see what changes in your life. You think the promises you have to make to change the dynamic are big when they really can be small.
So simple changes can make a big difference, and just start paying attention, right? Simple is being conscious of touching each other a few more times throughout the day, reaching over and touching her arm or her shoulder.
The amount a man does not tell his wife she's beautiful, like, she should know, I already married her. I've been with her forever. Like, how does that, like, if you're not telling your wife she's beautiful, who is? You think she is in the mirror? Like, do you think that's what a woman does in the mirror? Because it's not.
Right.
If you don't tell her she's beautiful, if you don't tell her you, like, you know, I love your eyes, if you don't give any compliments, she's not getting fed. Right?
Good stuff.
And trust me, her Danish looks better.
That Danish I do not hate. That Danish I love. I love the Danish. So much good info from you. Oh, my God, it's crazy. It's bubbling out of the speakers. The people listening in their podcast right now, it's bubbling out. You're so good. Okay, but I know your time is short. So coming up, we get the high five from Lauren Zander. If I could ask a quick favor, after the interview with Lauren, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and joy, all the stuff that Lauren is talking about. Quick jump over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast, and by doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is all about. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. The High Five with Lauren is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with Lauren Zander. Lauren, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Question number one. For someone having trouble realizing their truth, what advice would you give them?
Catch their inner dialogue 3 times a day. Right, like write it down, put a note, like really stop. Every time you go to the bathroom, catch what you were saying in any way on the way to the bathroom or that day. Oh, I was complaining about my aunt. I was thinking this. So catch yourself 3 times a day is the beginning of awareness.
And how long do you have to do that? A couple of weeks, a month?
2 weeks. 2 weeks will get you so clear about what you do in that head of yours. It's more than enough if you actually really do it. It's like a 2 weeks of knowing what you eat to understand your eating habits. You only need 2 weeks.
And then analyze it and see what it is that you're really thinking about.
You figure out what you waste your time suffering over, thinking about how you run that narrative. Like, what's going, how does it sound to you? What is it like? What does it say? Like, and then to start to figure out you are not the voice in your head. You're not your ear. You're not your fingers. You're not, you have a liver. You're not your liver, right? You're not you're not your mind. Just because your mind yammers doesn't mean you are your thoughts. And we think we are our thoughts.
Right. You used a good word there, suffering, because I think a lot of us suffer with these endless crazy thoughts that we all have, the monkey mind running. Question number two, do you have a favorite? And then it gets a cookie, sorry. Not a Danish, a cookie. The apple, love the apple, hate the Danish. That's my new motto. Yeah, which way is life? That's for this podcast. Which way is life? Which way is life? Hate the Danish, love the apple. There it is. You just created it for me. Question number two, besides your upcoming book, do you have a favorite book or quote you can share with us?
My favorite funky writer who is Neville Goddard. Neville Goddard talks about the power of awareness, and he really goes deep into that you're always creating reality with what you think. And he's very philosophical, poetic. He's my guy. So, you are creating reality with everything you think.
Okay, question number three. What inspires you most in everyday life?
That change is possible.
That's good.
Change is possible and heroes exist and we are we're still creating the world, right? The world is not done yet. And everyone gets to play a part. And so I love change and that the change that you want to see is possible in your own life.
That's just a great optimistic thought. I love that. Question number four. So now you're well-traveled. You've had a lot of life experiences. You're an author, successful business person. Throughout your life, what's the best piece of advice you were ever given along the way?
My favorite piece of advice was that I could have it all because I knew I had my career ambition and I knew I wanted to impact the world, but I didn't know if I could do that and have a family too. As a woman, can I do it all? And this one woman, Joanne Humphrey, said to me, Lauren, that's what life is for, to do it all. And I was like, I could do it all? She's like, do it all. And I was like, okay. Which then led to my husband and three children, right? So if she never said that to me, I would have gone with the career.
So you have a lot to be thankful to her for with your three beautiful children.
Yes.
All right.
And I get to do it all.
Which is a great life and adds up to a life well lived. Question number five, finish this sentence. In life, the most important thing to remember is?
Forgive.
Okay.
People don't forgive. People harbor, people resent, people think they're better than others. If you're better, you should be able to forgive. Like, there is no excuse for not forgiving. And forgiveness really means bring back your trust and love, right? So forgiveness is the thing that I find most people desperately missing.
And if you can't forgive, you're constantly holding on to the past, which is making it very tough for you to move on into the future in a positive way.
And you don't forgive yourself. Like, I'm terrible at this.
Uh-huh.
I've never been good. I hate myself. The reason, like, when I get people to tell the truth about what they say to themselves in the mirror or what they really think about themselves, there's so much missing forgiveness for self-love to be possible.
Another good message. So really be more gentle with yourself and forgive yourself, and that will help you move on into a better state, a more optimistic state, more successful state, a more joyous state. All those things in life that you want to achieve, you'll be able to achieve those better if you forgive yourself and allow yourself to move on.
Yes.
Good stuff, Lauren. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
Tell us, how can we connect with you, learn more about you? How do we do that?
We have videos, we have blogs, we have everything you could possibly want at handelgroup.com, handelgroup.com, and we have cheap courses, we have free courses, we have expensive things, we have everything you could ever need regarding one's life or business life. So please find us. And we have over 30 coaches. We are a full operating awesome company.
And if you liked what you heard today, make sure you go out and grab that book, Maybe It's You, which is coming out. So depending on when you're listening, if you're listening to this early 2017, not out yet. If you're listening to this in 2019, it's out and it's helped millions of people.
Yay.
Lauren, thank you once again. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes before we go.
Please.
Enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Lauren, thank you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you again for listening. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Lauren. And remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And if I can ask a quick favor again, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps the show gain more visibility. And you can leave a review as well. I would love to hear your thoughts. And thank you for doing that. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and on Facebook. And you can check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well. We'll be right back.